Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice because the spirit is subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you peace, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desire to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but do not hear it. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's amazing, we give thanks to the Lord that we know him. We receive the whole inspiration from Jesus. The disciples were also joyful because they have the power to cast the devil. But Jesus told them, more important is that your name be written in heaven. It's important their name is written in heaven. That means to say, we are called to the love of God. But to keep this calling alive, we have to practice charity moment by moment. Where they stop, there's God. So when Jesus say our name is written in heaven because we decide to love, we decide to follow Jesus, even amidst of problems, difficulties, we still offer our suffering for the salvation of the world, for the greater glory of God. So each one of us have our own crosses, but each one of us receive a special grace from the Lord. There's no comparison. At times we have the wrong idea that we have so many crosses, maybe God doesn't love us. It's not true. The more God loves us, he wants us to share more his love for the world through carrying the crosses. So we are lucky to be one with the Lord in a special way through the suffering that we can share our love with humanity. Jesus loved us so much that he offered himself on the cross. We too. Maybe our cross is not so physical as Jesus did that time, but our cross is moment by moment to love, to forgive, and to start again. Jesus on earth, he doesn't hold the moment that he carried the cross, his suffering, all through his life. When he was born, he told the family they have to fled to Egypt to avoid persecution. When he was growing up, he was despised by people because he's the son of a carpenter. There's no special place in the society. He belonged to lower classes. But Jesus, all the time, all the way, give blessing, teaching. If they grumble about what people is against him, that we have to learn from him with simplicity, do the will of God. Just to say yes every moment to love, only love. This is a childlike virtue. A child doesn't know hatred. They just smile and forgive.